you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. A lot of hot chicks in this movie so far.
Well, it was the 80s. I think all chicks in the 80s were hot. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, but the trick is, the thing that sucks about that, though, is also back then, you might get trumped up because you might get a dude every now and then.
Well, it was the 80s, you know, free love and all that.
That was the 60s.
Yeah, but the 80s was like a kind of a second thing of that, excess drugs and excess.
Right.
I mean, we're starting off with, like, the biggest hit.
Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah, this might have been the biggest hit. I think this was a bigger hit than Purple Rain, at least originally. I think Purple Rain was one of those that became his most, like, memorable song, kind of like after the fact.
You think it became popular because of this movie? Is this one
it was the sound. I mean, the movie and the album went together, like.
Ah, okay.
It was like the soundtrack to the movie, kind of the deal. Prince did that a few times.
Man, this dude reminds me of my old roommate. Prince getting his mascara on.
Mr. Steal Yo Bitch.
So I guess this is Morris Day.
It might be. I'll be honest, I don't even know if I would recognize him if I saw him. I'd have to hear him sing first.
All right on.
But yeah, Prince is the one that, like, put Morris Day and the Time together. He did that a lot, too. He would put, like, bands together and then write all their music for their albums for them.
Oh, nice.
So he did that with the Time. There was a girl group that he did that with. I can't remember what they were called.
Oh, that's cool. Man, I started to wear those same pants for this episode. I'm glad I didn't.
That would have been embarrassing.
I know, right?
That's why it's a great question, because it's not the obvious answer.
What, is Prince about to break in this house and save somebody? Get out of here, bitch.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
I'm Rick James.
Look at that look on that daddy's face.
Wait, how old is Prince that he lives at home?
Well, that's what I was like, why Prince look like a full-grown man running here? Mom! Dad!
Is he supposed to be? You know what? This movie was written for about a 12-year-old boy. And then Prince bought the script, and he didn't read it ahead of time.
You didn't change anything. It's just him playing the role exactly the same.
So they threw and in everybody, music video footage.
And nobody acknowledges the age gap.
Man, you know somebody ain't up to no good when you see a pimp talking to a guy dressed like a football coach. He's dressed like a bookie. Yeah, they won't be together. You got a pimp and a bookie, man. Like this guy in the Reds, a guy that takes sports bets and shit. He looks like the motherfucker trained Muhammad Ali.
If the man's got a tracksuit on. Yeah, girls good. Yeah, Mars.
Something sexy but not dirty. When was the last time you saw a pimp and a guy in a tracksuit talking to each other and something good came out of it?
I don't even know that I've had the privilege to see that happen. It's kind of dead,
yeah. Oh, you must not get out to Atlanta very often. Because
you wouldn't pass the initiation. Oh.
Ma'am, are you not worried yet?
Well, for starters, yeah.
Has the gravity of your situation not sank
Lake
in?
Minnetonka, I forgot about that.
You have to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
Purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Okay. So he's gonna throw you in the fucking water. Oh.
He's gonna hold your head under until the bubbles stop.
This right. Prince still has serial killer vibes all over him, but I like where this is going.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh. Hey!
Whoa! Hey! I didn't know all right. We got any action in this movie.
I wouldn't expect to see boobies in the movie, but you know what? I am okay with that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to have to be edited now.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, sorry, ma'am. That's a sewage treatment plant.
Oh, do they? Okay, I didn't catch. Oh, hookers. I'm going to tell you right now, hookers do not look like that in real life.
Well, to be fair, they don't. You can tell they've purposely tried to make them look worse than they actually look.
Yeah.
The one in.
There he is, Russell Brand. He'll be in an upcoming movie on here.
I hate that he quit, left the acting world.
Did he?
Yeah, he hadn't done movies in years and has no plans of doing them again.
Well, that sucks. I didn't even realize. I guess because I've got all my favorite Russell Brand movies already.
See, even in this, he's such a good singer, too.
Oh, yeah. This is our stereotype every bad kid ever in an after-school special.
I know, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, he looks cool.
What are you going to get out of it? What does he think he's going to get out of that? Some panties and... Oh, by the way, did you see how many records she had in that?
Yeah, she had a bunch.
Okay, that fucking suitcase has got to weigh, like, at least 100 pounds. That motherfucker.
I didn't even think about that.
Have you never... Dude, have you ever picked up a stack of records just to move it from one spot to the next? They're fucking heavy.
Like, yeah, I've got crates full with them in it that I...
But yeah, this fucking pussy couldn't chase this guy carrying this fucking 100-pound suitcase. I guess, you know, if I had the hot chick here talking to me, I'd probably be more interested in that than the fucking guy. That
yeah, he doesn't even have to actually get the suitcase back because he gets points with her just for trying, making it look like he tried.
No, that's fair enough.
Imagine just going up to the Hollywood sign and fucking snatching the lights and doing what you want with them.
And that's a very good guitar for somebody that's working in a bar. I can't even afford that guitar.
I don't know enough about guitar to tell you how much they cost, but it's an Epiphone. Epiphone's not that expensive.
That's not great.
I like how the plot line of this movie is that he's the... writer of Don't Stop Believing. Which is not realistic for a movie that's set in 1987 because Don't Stop Believing would have already been out.
I know, right? Didn't they pass by a Journey record inside of the Tower Records?
Probably. That'd be even funnier. That's just one other thing that really bothers me, and it's in the next couple scenes. But during one of the medleys, they sing More Than Words, which was not out yet in the 80s. It came out in 91.
Huh. Yeah, this is the part where the villain has won. This is the second act where everything goes to hell.
Yeah, I don't really get, though, how they actually would have lost money. Like, even though that guy took most of the money, that like he shouldn't have lost money on doing that, though. He still had 80% of the bar.
Well, because he owed him money.
Oh, he owed him money, too?
Yeah. Because he said he would take this and bill him for the rest, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't understand how he lost money, because the guy said he took, obviously, he said 90% of the door, 20% of the bar, and 100% merch. So that means he still had 80% bar and 10% of the door. So I don't know.
Oh, I think he ripped him off, though. I think he took way more than that. I'm going to tell you, this reminds me of something. You know how some things just go together, like rum and coke, peanut butter and jelly? White shirts and rain.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Had like a grand slam once.
How did you decide on the name of the child character? One time it was always that at Denny's one day.
I had a Grand Slammer, so I like this.
I said Grand Slam good. I bet Denny a good name for boy.
Denny, I think I'm going to join him.
You're trying to hint to go the fuck away, kid.
Yeah.
This kid's like creepy.
Then he watches the people on the wall.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like 8 years old, and they
supposed to be like, yeah,
8 years old.
Not eight, probably like preteenish.
I think that's the character,
a full grown man.
The character is written. The character is written to act and behave like a 12-year old, because I don't think Tommy Wiseau had ever met a child before. Probably a good thing. And so it's written to be
pillow fight.
Character is supposed to be 18.
Yeah.
Oh, go away, Danny.
Wait, what?
No, there's a good line coming up.
Tickle, tickle.
Go the fuck away, kid. I'm trying to fuck here. I'm trying to get my fuck on. Something else
to do? I didn't know Tommy Thayer was in this movie.
I don't know if you caught that, but he says, "I just like to watch you guys."
Yeah.
Well, you go in your normal crowd.
Three is a crowd.
You go sit in closet like usual, Danny.
I've always wanted to be able to bust into a room while two people are having sex and say, "Player three has joined."
That's basically what Danny did.
I love you.
Is Johnny there?
I like the thought that he just called to talk to Johnny and she answered the phone. And then he's like, "Yeah, but I kind of just want to talk to my dog."
Yeah. Whenever Johnny's not in the scene, everyone must talk about Johnny. That's pretty much the premise of this movie.
Certainly.
I do care.
I have to go now. I'll see you later, darling.
Don't call me that.
Don't call me lover boy either. I don't want to be compared to some fucking
gay
man.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hey,
Johnny. Apparently, that's okay. One scene took 3 hours to do.
What? So here's my next question. Don't even ask. When did he find out that she said that he hit her?
Who knows?
Well, that's what I was about to question. It was like why he was just complaining about it and to who.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't have to worry about that because Lisa's loyal to me.
Yeah, that's what you think.
People are very strange these days. I just know
this is like this.
Dozen guys. One of them found out about it, beat her up so bad she ended up in a hospital on Guerrero Street.
What a story, Mark. Nice dubbing.
I'm so happy. This girl got beat up and went to the hospital.
Just like this.
Imagine how fucking hysterical it would have been if he'd have told her they killed the bitch.
My Lisa will never do that.
Jesus, this guy is so fucking clueless. He still hadn't figured it out.
What's going on? You take off your fucking clothes here. That's what happened.
I'm just going to take my pants off now and question it later.
Fuck, so four?
I was going to say, y'all didn't tell me there was another sex scene.
Oh, fuck, I didn't remember. Oh, I didn't realize that there was.
Maybe this one's not as gratuitous.
I don't think so.
All right, so this is the belly button.
Girl, let me see that belly button.
But see, this is why Mark's got such a fucking captivating spell on her. Is that coming, your brother? Don't worry about it.
Well, say this woman's sex life. She's been getting too much. Dude.
You should be asking her, anyways. How's your sex life?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. What do you know?
Come on, let's see those titties again, girl.
Hey.
Dude, at this point, I've seen him so many times, I don't even care anymore. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I really want this sex scene to go away. I don't need another sex scene in this movie.